Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk a little birds. Elliot Sharprox will know what's really going on with Nick Foles. He's from NJ.com, and he's amazing. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so, Elliot, I can't believe I had to do this yesterday, but it's part of my job. I had to watch the TV show Ellen. did you have to watch that too, Elliot?
I did. Never thought in a million years you'd see Nick Foles on Ellen next to the Super Bowl trophy, but I guess that's the world we live in now.
Well, and I'm watching this right now, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what happens to Nick now? Nick is a superstar. He's a national phenomenon. Is he going to go back and hold the clipboard? Do you really think what his immediate future is, that's what it is?
You know, honestly, I think Nick would be perfectly okay going back to being a backup. And I think that the Nick Foles situation, both from his personal standpoint and the team standpoint, is one of the more unique situations I've seen in all my years covering this team. First of all, Nick's a guy that I think, now he won the Super Bowl and the MVP, so I'm not sure what else he really has to prove or accomplish. He's making good money. His family comes from money. And family is really important to Foles. And I don't think, he just had a kid. I don't think he's going to want to uproot his family and move. He loves the Eagles organization. So I could really picture him putting, you know, his family first and being comfortable in this organization ahead of, you know, potentially going to a team like a Buffalo or a Cleveland, uprooting his family and having to, you know, become a starter there.
All right, but you understand what you're saying is this could be his big moment. He's 29 years old, Elliot.
Yeah.
Coming off the big, he's the guy right now, and he's going to hand that back and be a backup. I don't even think that he wouldn't sign a long-term deal to be here because he might never get to play. And he's going to play it out the last year?
He's had his chance and he's had his moment. He's already won Super Bowl MVP. And honestly, as big as I am on Carson Wentz at this point, you're Foles, you're probably looking and you're saying, I have a decent chance of playing next year at one point. And in terms of signing a long-term deal, his value will never be higher. I don't know what type of deal he would get as a backup with the Eagles, but I just really don't think, he went out to St. Louis and he didn't do great there. Then he was the backup in Kansas City. I honestly believe Foles when he says he really loves this franchise, this city. So I don't think he's going to want to leave.
All right. Now I need you to be Howie Roseman, Elliot. All right.
All right.
And one of these teams calls him up and goes, man, I saw what I saw with Foles. He could be our answer at quarterback. I'll give you a one. I'm going to say it's 15 down to 32, the second half of the first round. What do you do if you're Howie?
Well, it's funny you mentioned 15 because I actually think that's the spot right there where I think it starts to make a little sense for the Eagles because number 15, you're the Cardinals. They don't have a quarterback. I think they're a team I could see trying to make a play for Foles. If I got offered number 15 overall, that would be extremely hard to say no to just because you don't have a second-round pick. You don't have a third-round pick. You're $9 million over the cap. Trading Foles would save you $5 million. So now you're only down to four more million that you have to kill. And the other thing that people should take into consideration is this team really likes Nate Sudfeld, the third-string quarterback. They kept him on the roster last year. They used a third roster spot. They blocked him from going to other teams when he was on the practice squad. So when you combine the fact that you would save money by trading Foles, you would pick up an additional draft pick in a year when you really need one, and I think they're pretty confident in Sudfeld, I would think if they got offered like 15 overall or maybe like 22 from Buffalo, that they would strongly consider that. And if I was Howie, I ultimately do think I would pull the trigger on that.
All right, so this is fascinating. So it's more likely the Eagles would trade him than he would ask to leave. That's an interesting thing because really, to me, he was on Ellen, Elliot. He was hobnobbing. He was at Disney World. He's the host of the town. And now he goes, it's hard to imagine anybody would have so little ego, they wouldn't want to try to cash in on that.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't know how often you get a chance to interact with Nick personally, but he's really just not the type of guy that I think is going to capitalize on this moment and demand to become a starter and sign all types of endorsement deals. He almost retired 2 years ago to, become a minister. So I think, like, his family and his faith are just extremely important to him. And I would just be very surprised if we saw him, you know, next year demanding a trade to Buffalo and selling, you know, Nick Foles, you know, paraphernalia.
Demanding a trade to Buffalo would shock
the world. That would be tough.
It's like he's just happy to be here, Elliot. Yeah. No, it's just like he has that mentality that he's I mean, you're right. He's accomplished a lot already. But as of right now, he's happy to be here.
Elliot, let me.
He's already made a lot of money for what that's worth.
Yeah. There's never enough money, Elliot Chopard. Really? You know that. Right, Elliot, here's the next. Let me go backwards a little bit here. And Elliot, you've covered the Eagles how long?
This will, I think, be my seventh year.
All right. How shocked are you they won the Super Bowl?
I'm blown away. I'm ready for people to bring back some of my old interviews with you where I said they didn't have a chance to win a playoff game. That's
correct.
What I mean.
Correct.
So I'm stunned, yeah.
I mean, what? How did it happen? Is it just a combination of everything break around? How the hell did this happen with all those starters out of the lineup?
I think we all underestimated Doug Peterson. When Wentz went down, I think everyone, including me, said, all right, well, there it goes. There's the offense. But Doug might be the best head coach in the NFL right now. And I think that's something we all overlooked because of how well Wentz was playing. We gave him all the credit. But when you look at the job Doug did, I mean, people talk a lot about off the field and, you know, the chemistry he's built there and how the players love him. But he might be the best X's and O's offensive mind in the NFL right now. I mean, he just proved it on the biggest stage against arguably the best head coach of all time. I mean, he had the Patriots guessing all game, and you saw that against the Vikings. I mean, that's really one thing I think none of us took into consideration when Wentz went down was that as good as Wentz was, and he is a top three quarterback when he's healthy, when you have a great head coach like that, you're capable of winning every game, especially in the playoffs where matchups and game plans are so important.
All right. Now, I love what you said. I couldn't agree with you more, but I have to enter into the equation. Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, the quarterback's coach, both of whom we leave. Does that weaken, in your eyes, does that weaken the top of this decision-making process with just Doug still up there?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, I think the loss of DeFilippo isn't as big as it would have been a year ago, just because he had so much to do with developing the quarterbacks, more so than the actual game plan. But now you have Wentz, who's developed. You probably will still have Foles, and he spent a year with Sudfeld. But the Reich loss, I think, is one that if you would have asked me 2 months ago, I wouldn't have said was a big deal. But the more you get to know Reich and the more you see how intricate he was in developing these game plans for the playoffs, I think who they hired offensive coordinator is absolutely crucial. And I'm not really a fan of just doing this by committee and having Deuce and Mike Groh kind of do it together. I really think you need to get a veteran-type guy in there, a guy that's been in the league, a guy that Doug trusts, and a guy that will bring a fresh set of eyes to this offense. Because even though the Eagles' offense is very good and you don't want to make a ton of changes, you need to constantly change in the NFL and you need to adjust because teams are going to adjust what the Eagles did this year. So if I'm the Eagles, I'd be a little hesitant of just promoting, you know, one or two guys to share the role Reich did because Reich played a huge role in helping this offense kind of be what it is and having Doug's trust.
All right, so I think what we're hearing here, ladies and gentlemen, Elliot Chopard saying it would be a mistake, the first one of this offseason, if they did not bring in an offensive coordinator, because right now it sounds like they're not going to do it. So you're saying, Elliot, no, you got to bring one in. You got to keep this thing going.
Yeah, right? I absolutely would, yeah.
All right, Elliot, finally, I don't want this dream to end. I want to read about it. I want to watch film. Is there anything you could recommend to me that would keep the dream alive?
Yeah, I don't have a recommendation. I have the best possible thing.
What
best
is that?
Possible book. Yeah.
Right. What is it, Elliot?
NJ.com has put out a book, Fly Eagles Fly. You can get it at NJ.com/Eagles, 128 pages. And honestly, I mean, you asked me how long I've been covering the team. I've been doing it for 7 years. I had forgotten even some of the moments from the beginning of the season because we talk about the playoffs so much, the Philly special and all that. But you forget about, you know, the big win over the Chargers, the Monday night win over the Redskins, some of Wentz's amazing plays.
Yep.
So even just flipping back through this book, you know, even I was forgetting some of this stuff. But, no, it's awesome. I'm very proud of how it came out.
NJ.com. Order it today. Elliot, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.